Check, check, check. Hello. Good evening.
There you go. Hey, Ken, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Righty, well, we are all rolling here. Okay. Okay, rock and roll. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Village of Salinas Health.
Hey, Jill, can you hear me?
I can now.
I can barely hear you. You're like cutting in and out.
Oh, okay.
I'm having the same problem, Jill.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for letting me know. All right, we're checking those technical difficulties. Feel free to chime in if that continues to be the case. Are you still having challenges with me?
Yes, you're breaking up and you're at a very low level.
Okay.
Volume wise.
Oh, that's better.
How's that?
That's good.
That's okay. Much better.
That's good.
Okay, we just turned it up on the motherboard. So, okay.
And council members, if I could just remind each of you, when you speak, to please speak in your microphone and pull that microphone nice and close to you. Okay. Thank you so much. So you want to go ahead to the roll call?
Everybody.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. All right. Any questions, additions, corrections to the January 4th council meeting?
I've already corrected that one.
Yeah, thank you. All right. So, any other questions? All right. Can I get a motion to pass the minutes from January 4th?
Make a motion.
All right, and a second, please. Thank you. So, that was Ruben and Mike. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you so much. Motion is passed to approve the minutes from January 4th. This evening, we don't have any guest participation. Jennifer from the Health Department did send information about the COVID and the at-home packs, and which you can buy online, and well, not ever to buy, but you can order online. And so just want to make sure everybody received that today. I forwarded that to you in your email. So being that it has been a day of a lot of snow, I appreciate everybody being here tonight. Regarding the mayor's report, there isn't anything terribly significant. If anybody has any questions, my report here is pretty conclusive. Master plan and zoning codes, we are working on that. We've got quite a bit of influx of information that we just received from Delaware County Regional Planning that will be included in that. That really helps us with those population updates, with projections, and they break it down actually by Salina along with Delaware. One of the things that is very notable that's not in the report that has happened in the last couple of weeks is the Intel Corporation that's going to be coming, and it is only 13 miles from here. So as we look at future development, that type of thing, that whole Miller Farm thing is going to be explode. And then beyond that area, we consider it Area N. It's kind of been dormant. It is not currently annexed into the village. It's about 700 acres with Martin Foreman. I've got a meeting next week with Martin Foreman to talk about that. It's off of Trenton, and it is not, at this time, contiguous to Phillips.
Okay.
It kind of sits after, south of Sage Creek.
So I'm
trying to get an appointment with the HOA president at Sage Creek to potentially talk to them about annexing into the village and getting on village sewer, because we're understanding that we had a huge number of homes out there spending $30,000 to $50,000 on new septic tanks every couple of years because it's failing so much.
Oh, my.
So how many acres is this? That area N is approximately 700. So 300 of it Martin owns, and I'm not sure that he owns all 700. But he actually wanted to come to us. We were talking about him. I reached out to him. He's like, well, that's funny, because I was going to call you. Because he's had a lot of builders who are very interested in that. And everything has kind of taken a 360 turn. We met today with
very, very interesting, very fun. Very fun to enlighten them about all the things that are going on in China, what some of our challenges are, what some of our successes are, and really just to give them a sense of what's going on. Did also talk to Chris Belzerman about the traffic issue in downtown Galena, and he does recognize that a few challenges that we have, they actually don't control the people. And ODOT does that. That was a learn for me today. What he did suggest that he said is most impactful is to have one of the computerized type of, you know, you're going this fast, kind of they some
kind of
like
a
trailer, digital speed limit and just enforcement. So it may behoove us to speak to our sheriff friends and see if they need to make their quotas at the end of the month. End up being like Shawnee Hill. But anyway, with that enforcement, that is something that he found most effective. It's more of a process to, like, reduce the speed limit and those types of things. It's a whole case study that they have to do and take it to ODOT, and it's quite a procedure. So it was a lot of good learning today. Right. Absolutely. That was all. Right. That was all about placement. Where you're going to put it, and, you know, those types of things.
Yeah.
So now that it can't be done, it just needs to be. Yeah, I don't know if it's like in ground, you know. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, so lots of good things going on there. Berkshire Campground 50 feet for sale. I'm actually at just a general meeting tomorrow, just a very conversation with Brian from Brian. And Arrowhead continues to be for sale. And as far as we know, there have been no changes to Blackhawk in the movement. So I don't know what that means to the farm. I don't know.
The golf course is run by that.
What's that?
They run by my golf.
That's what the grossing is. It is not it's not in pencil and pen yet. It's trying to be figured out. And then 10 1-acre lots will be reserved out to be sold. Average in the ebbs and flows, that average cost per acre out here is $86,000 to $100,000. So he figures he can get another $100,000 out of lots or another million. Have a total of $7 million for that reservation park for him. So, which obviously is a little different design than what we had anticipated for protection, sewer plant, and things like that. So we're just kind of regrouping on that a little bit. But where we might have a deficit in one place, we might find that there's another area opening up you know, that we didn't expect. We did have that meeting with Lenore, who is the new builder who is buying the Homewood project. Lenar is out of Miami, Florida. They have chosen six sites here in central Ohio to start new development. They have their region headquarters is out of Indiana, out of Carmel. And their whole group came in, and they are buying that project. I understood it didn't sound like they were buying all of Homewood, which would include Trinity, that group's ambassador. It's just that project for now. That's Miller Farm. So they're going to buy Miller Farm. They are very much on a fast roll. So that is not going to fit. They're not coming here. I think just the first shovel in the ground for those big projects. So Ohio, because everything that's in place, all those things, standards, everything will follow, along with the same finances. They are extremely interested in buying tap fees ahead of time, which will be tremendous. We've kind of thrown out the number anywhere from 75 to 100 additional taps that they can get at today's price. And so they are potentially in a free. So some of those things are going to help offset some of these. And it's also all about that. So we'll see. But anyway, a lot moving. I have Mike now on our planning and zoning and got him, boy, baptized with fire the other night. We had a really good meeting. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Did you have something you wanted to say?
Did you have a meeting with the Mount Carmel people?
Not yet. No, I was sick. Okay. So unfortunately, I thought I had COVID shot three tests later, but that is being rescheduled. So, and he's referring to a meeting with the director of all land development for Mount Carmel. So that will be just an initial, very informal conversation in the area. So we'll see if it goes further than that. We had the third finance meeting to discuss the sewer rates. We also have another one tentatively scheduled right now under invite for the 24th. And really, we're getting closer to these sewer rates. It's a combination sewer rates, and that's really what we're trying to get at here. So everybody is fully invested in doing that correctly and getting the right stuff. That's why that's taken a little bit. So thank you, everybody. So, all right, any other questions about anything I have there? I told Bill to go ahead and go home tonight. He was going to stay, but with the snow and everything, he had to drive back down to Lancaster. So he's like, I'll come back. I'm like, no. Yeah, and so he's fine. So he's working on all kinds of things, a lot of organizations, you might have noticed. Continues to be very engaged. We actually met with Chris Underwood today regarding some AEP electric. He tried to update a bunch of the electric building. So we're all on top of that. Levi, Bill, Chris. So we'll be getting engaged. Anything from Suzanne with the fiscal report?
We did complete all of our year-end stuff, and our financial statements have been uploaded to the Ohio Checkbook. Sold two burial lots, $1,200 a piece, so we had one burial.
Excellent. All right, you guys have been working hard, so thank you so much. Anything to add to that, Michelle? Okay. All righty. So we'll move into payment or invoices for January. Is there any questions or okay. Can I get a motion to pay the invoices to January? That was you?
Yep.
Oh,
be fine.
Okay. Oh, okay. Second, please.
Sorry. Eric, for a second. Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Yes. Kathy? Ruben?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Mike? And Zach.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Did the guys on the left side have the mics on? Like Kathy and Ruben, do you have your mics on?
Mine's on.
Okay. I just couldn't hardly hear you. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, it's difficult to pick them up. Yes, that's right.
Okay, great. All right, thank you. All right, so the payments have been approved for the invoices for January. And then, Meg, any questions regarding the approval of the financial statement? Any motion?
So moved.
And second, please. That was Eric and Todd. Thank you so much. Roll call vote, please. Oh, sorry, that was Mike.
I'm sorry, who? First and second, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Ruben
first
and
Ruben.
Mike.
Okay. Kathy? Ruben.
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And Zach?
Yes.
All right, thank you, everybody. The motion has been approved for the any questions at all regarding the compliance report or the wastewater report?
Whoever did that. Thank you, whoever did that.
All right, that's probably
Bill or Chad and the guys.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. One of the things I did want to mention to you guys, about this from any of your neighbors, one of the things that we are instituting really for safety and efficiency, help to Ted and Cody who are doing the plowing in these few times a year that we have to do plowing, we are changing up the signs a little bit. We're going to be doing them with more than two inches or more, and then it's going to be telling everybody in the various subdivisions. Unfortunately, if you get a few neighbors in there with their cars and the plows can't get through, they've got to come back through, and neighbors who are trying to get plows. And so I think every neighbor has got a few of those violators. So out on our HOA, you know, I put, hey, guys, being that it's starting to snow today, go move those cars. And just want to let you know that in the next couple of weeks, we're going to start seeing signs up that say that towing will be enforced. And this is one of those signs that I'm going to have to be a meanie here and really enforce it, because otherwise it will have no meaning. And big time safety issue. And sorry, we have an area in the state of Blackhawk that towards the very back is a very tight area. Mm-hmm. And the buses can't get through there. Our plows can't get through there. There are 7 cars in one time. And which also means that any emergency vehicle can't get that in. So we're trying to figure out how to address that, because it may go beyond just an issue. So, but these types of things, you know, so we're going to have to make more of an effort beyond social media, but I'm thinking about some type of a flyer to put in everybody's mailbox to let them know that this is a change that we're going to be doing, because this is not something that the village has had before.
I thought this was the active rule. But
not currently. There's been no towing enforced. It just kind of the current sign. I have a copy of it. It basically just says snow emergency between like 12 a.m. or 12 p.m. and 6 a.m. You know, so it doesn't do anything about. We thought inches would be better than time, because we never know when it's going to snow. So, but yeah, the towing is the big one enforcement. So that's a bit of a change.
Jill, it's just no parking, emergency snow removal. 8 p.m. to 6 a.m.
There
I know
you go.
The intention, but
right.
Like in today's case, that wouldn't have done any good.
Right.
So 8 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Right.
I think Heather near says 2 a.m.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Well, we're working up.
Everybody's getting their
time.
Heather
near has this time.
And it's
going
to be 2 p.m.
It doesn't say towing. I mean,
if there is something that has something like that, that's appropriate, we'll just add a small placard that says towing. But it's the towing. It doesn't always say that. No. Yeah, I don't know that we have anything like that. That's really more of an HOA than that, you know. Yeah. Well, what always boggles me is the people who have these 3-car garages and everybody parks outside. It's like, empty your garage.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but that's just me being.
I think, Mayor, the legislation that we adopted many years ago where those signs went up probably includes a towing provision. I'll take a look at it, and if it doesn't, we just need to let people know it's going to be enforced.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Hey, Joe, speaking from a safety perspective,
oh, yes, definitely.
I thought that
was really good.
Communicated.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I always thought if you had it, like I just put my garage door up, I thought it was okay. Because it's interesting to hear that it circulates back into your house.
Yeah.
So.
You got to get a heated garage.
That I like that whole automatic start thing. I don't have that, but that's pretty neat.
So, okay, well, sounds good. So I think we'll move on at this point is to get a motion to increase the credit card limit for Suzanne Reese, fiscal officer, from $2,000 to $5,000. The card for the village administrator, Jeff White, was allowed to expire. So this simply gives Suzanne and Michelle a little more authority. Any questions at all about that? Okay. Can I get a motion?
I'll second.
Thank you, Todd. Okay, so Ruben and Todd for some seconds. Can I get a roll call vote, please? Anyone? Suzanne, do you happen to be there? That's okay.
We're trying to increase your credit limit.
Oh, you're back on mute. Do you want to do a roll call vote? Or I can have Michelle do it if that's easier. Okay, thanks.
Kathy?
Yes.
Ruben?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Great. The motion is passed to increase the credit limit from $2,000 to $5,000. Excellent. Okay. Committee reports. Do you have anything regarding the committee report?
We need to, we're going to look at the website.
Okay.
I will get with you.
Okay.
We need to
Is that, are you looking at Eric for me?
Eric,
yeah, okay.
Great.
I mean, if you want to be in there, you can.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Well, do you want Jillian to be at that meeting? Or do you want to talk about her?
Before we bring her
on, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Playground?
Playground, no movement since the last meeting. As far as the, there's a money, we have to know how much money we have.
I think
that money's going to come from, I understand.
That's correct.
So I know it's.
Yeah, so I would rather you tell us what you need and
that
we're going to work on.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very helpful with this.
Right.
I have no idea.
Right.
So, yeah, because I came here.
Yeah. No, that's a fair question.
And here it will be multiple years that you're late.
Well, that's so basically, if, so here's the final strategy. And what's the matter? Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Are we talking Miller and Russell?
I'm right now just looking right
now. It's Miller. Miller.
That was the equipment that I was. I understood.
Yeah.
That's how it was presented to us. So, that doesn't mean the stuff was over for us.
Yeah.
Like, that's not affordable.
Okay. The sewer rate?
Yeah.
Oh, probably not yet.
Okay. It was a good conversation and.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. That's the truth.
Right. That's still that we're meeting again.
Yeah. I was just encouraged. It felt hard.
It's been a really good learning process as well, I thought, you know, for that, just to understand the rates and what everybody's paying. And
yeah.
Where we want to get to is, we were talking about this today, that if somebody comes in, if we make this change, then we can basically say, okay, you know, number one, it's not going to be implemented for so many months, that type of thing. But secondly, if you have a question, here's your rate today, and this is what you're going to pay 6 months from now. You know, so you can actually see, you know, whether you're going to get a decrease or an increase and what that looks like.
So at this point, any other business?
Just real quick, this is an update. Bill and I had a conversation about the event planning documentation, and he came with a very robust template, if you will, that we've incorporated. So it took a little, it was a hybrid, really, taking what I put together along with Eric, and I think he had some input and merged it into what he has. So I think, Ken, I think I saw an email that he sent, that Bill sent out to you and others, that where we are, where we stand with it. But I want to also ask, too, I know that Dave Simmons wants to be involved, so I want to make sure that he gets a copy for his review, too. But I just want to let you know we did meet.
Okay.
We had a really great conversation. I think we're almost there, maybe another, you know, a few miles up from you, and I think we'll be ready to present it to council.
Good. And keep in mind, I mean, we're going to do events, and you're going to go, okay, well, we're going to add this now.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to take this out. And, I mean, that, when I talked to Westerville, that's what they said. They said they changed it.
It's a living, breathing
document.
Almost
all month, every month, you know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So a good work in progress. But, I mean, it's, I followed the template. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very comprehensive.
Thanks to Ted and thanks to the guys. Every time, I just, I mean, on Walnut, we just see them up and down, up and down. Like the work never stops.
I know. I'm not sure when they're sleeping.
No, they're doing great. So, guys, thanks. That's, that's,
they've been getting some nice kudos out on social media. Matter of fact, must have been somebody who is the manager or works at Starbucks in Sunbury, but they said, tell the guys to come down anytime and get free coffee and hot chocolate. That was really sweet. But pass that along to them. I think they appreciate that. All right. So at this point, what we're going to do is go into executive session. It shouldn't take too awful long. And so the only two guests that we have online here is Ken and Suzanne. So what we'll do, we'll go ahead and go off of Zoom. I will conference both of you in on my phone for that executive session, and then we'll come back. Okay? And take a look.
We need to...
In a motion.
Yeah, we need to say what the purpose of the executive session is under...
Oh, okay. That's what I kind of
want to say. And we need a motion.
Okay, very good. All right, so the purpose of the executive session is to talk about one of the personnel salary and about insurance. So those two items are what we'll speak about in executive session. And just for those of you out here, is that anytime we talk about an employee, whether it's compensation or anything like that, we always do it in executive session as it has to do with their pay. So we'll stick away from that if I can get a motion and to move into executive session.
And that's under revised code section 121.22G1.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, that one's not on the top of my head. motion, please, to move into executive session.
I'll make the motion.
Was that Mike? Okay. Thank you, Mike. In a second?
A second.
All right, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
All right, so we will move into executive session. So you will see me go off of Zoom. Oh, and it is currently 7:30. Thank you.
Ha, 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 ha,